This is all theory. What do we know about the very earliest hominids? What fossils are there to reconstruct this earliest chapter of human evolution? The story comes from an extremely incomplete fossil record, largely because fossil beds for this critical period between 7 and 3 million years ago are very rare indeed. Back in 1924, a South African anatomist named Raymond Dart, a flamboyant character who had overhead bars installed in a lecture hall so he could demonstrate to his students how apes swung from branch to branch, identified a human-like primate from a site called Taung in the Cape Province of South Africa. It came to him in a piece of cemented breccia, which he chipped away laboriously to produce a fossil of a small primate with a rounded forehead, but a rather prominent jaw, lightly built. Now, Dart named this small primate Australopithecus africanus, the southern ape-human of Africa. And he claimed it was a direct ancestor of humankind. At the time he was a young man, the scientific establishment rejected his ideas out of hand. But thanks to the work of another paleontologist, an eccentric Scotsman called Robert Brum, and other scholars since 1959, it has been shown that Dart was partially correct. Australopithecus, the southern ape-human in various forms, was one of the many roots of human evolution. The research of the next three quarters of a century took the story of humanity back 5 million years. And then, in the year 2002, French paleoanthropologists Michel Brunet and Patrick Vineau unearthed a hominid skull in the Jurab Desert of Chad in the southern Sahara, which dated between 6 and 7 million years ago. That is to the period of this alleged splitting between apes and human stock. The skull is a complete puzzle. It's called Tumai. That's the name they gave it. It looks, from the back, like a chimpanzee. But it looks very much more human-like from the front, particularly in its teeth and the appearance of his face. It looks very much like a hominid of about 1.75 million years ago, the hominids we'll talk about in the third lecture. In short, Tumai is a puzzle. Brunet and his colleagues have nicknamed this fossil Tumai, but at the same time they've given it the label Sahelanthropus chadensis. The human-like creature of the Sahel from Chad. What exactly is this creature? What are the problems with it? The first one, and the French are the first to admit it, is that the dating is very loose. One would prefer to have a potassium-argon date for this, but there is no volcanic rock in this very, very harsh area of the Sahara. The date, which is based on the stratum in which it is found, is an estimate. It's the best estimate that can be produced, and it may be in the future that this date will be much refined. So, the dating is a little bit loose. Everybody agrees, however, that this is a fossil that is earlier than the famous fossils from Ethiopia and the rest of East Africa, which we'll talk about later. All the experts agree that this is a significant find, But whether it's a hominid or on the ape side is debated. Is this, for example, the ancestor of the fossils of about 4.5 million years ago, which are definitely hominids? Or is it on the ape side?